sewer and water main work with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Expect delays on John Counter Boulevard between Elliott Avenue and Montreal Street and between John Counter Boulevard and Ascot Lane. Paving continues on Collins Bay Road between Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Highway 33. Several road closures remain in effect. Princess Street is closed between Frontenac and Division Street, while John Street remains closed between Montreal and Bagot Street. Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue is closed for pedestrian improvements. Park Street from McDonnell Street to Toronto Street to Dundas Street is closed for the installation of an all-way stop. South Bartlett Street is closed between Victoria Street and 15th Bartlett Street, with facade restoration work continue at 655 Princess Street. Norman Rogers Drive remains closed between Van Order Drive and Union Street. Short-term closures are also in place on Sydenham Street, north of Princess Street and Wright Crescent near Palace Road. Leroy Grant Drive between Elliott Avenue will be closed through traffic as roadway rehabilitation work continues. Turning to the weather, we are starting the morning with mainly sunny weather. Winds will be coming from the north at 13 kilometers per hour with a 10% chance of showers. We're expecting a high of 25 degrees today with sunny breaks and a UV index that will reach 6. Cloud coverings increasing into the evening with temperatures dropping to a low of 18 overnight. This has been your morning news brief, and be sure to tune in to more CFRC programming coming your way.
In 1984, I was hospitalized for approaching perfection. Slowly screwing my way across Europe, they had to make a correction. Broken and smoking where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you, they make it so you can't shake hands when they make your hand shake. I know you like to line dance. Everything's so democratic and cool, but baby, there's no guidance when random rules. I know that a lot of what I say has been lifted off of men's room walls. Maybe I've crossed the wrong rivers and walked down all the wrong halls. But nothing can change the fact that we used to share a bed. That's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, yeah, you look like someone. Yeah, you look like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone I used to know. We'll be right back.
you find my Disney World? Did it make you dizzy, girl, when it fell apart? Did it break your heart?
That should believe. Welcome back. You're tuned into 101.9 CFNC, and you're tuned into this Friday, Indie Wake Up Call. And it's about 8:15 today, and the first couple tracks I played today were all slacking rock. And I kicked it off with David Berman's Silver Jews with the, I think it's the intro on American Waters, Random Rules. And after that, went into kind of David Berman's successor, MJ Lenderman's Toontown. After that was, I believe, Cause Equals Time by Broken Social Scene. And to finish the segment off, I had, Conduit for Sale by Pavement, which, if you guys didn't know, is essentially the exact same song as New Face in Hell by The Fall. But if you guys like The Fall, don't worry, we got more of them coming up later in this episode. Yeah, that was the Slacking Rock segment, and kind of got inspired to do that today because of Broken Social Scene's Cause Equals Time. I got the chance to see them late last week after one of my shifts, and took the train right up to the Budweiser Amphitheater. I guess it's NBC now, but I missed the chance to see Stunners and Broken Social Scene, but I got a chance to see Metric, and Emily Haynes brought both bands on, and it was just a real good time. The Stooges? And yeah, so I got a lot of Emily Haynes stuff coming forward today, but that was a great concert. I had a lot of fun out there on the lawn. Went to this place in Toronto called Ground Control after. I got ads from this place throughout the semester last year. Never went because I was in Kingston, not Toronto. Thought it was a little bit corny, but when I went, it's one of the best bars I've been to in Toronto. There was like a neon sign of Aladdin Sane on the walls. Then this like Renaissance style portraits of David Alban, Karen O, Emily Haynes, and MGMT up there. And just, yeah, overall very welcoming environment. I think they do a lot of goth nights. I saw a couple guys wearing like Bauhaus shirts. And yeah, just really cool all around. But coming up next, I'm gonna be going into more bluesy stuff, especially like 70s bluesy influenced stuff. And to kick it off, I got Crowbung, and that's not the 2000s post-hardcore band from, I believe, the States. It is Crowbung with a W from Canada, and I'll be playing Oh What a Feeling. And after that, I have I'm probably butchering it, but the Tedeschi Truckers Band, Circle Around the Sun. And that's a song I've been listening to a lot this summer, and I'm kind of upset I can't pronounce the band name all too well. But I know it's a combination of, I believe, the husband and wife. I forget the full names on both sides, but those are the last names of both of the main members. And yeah, just a nice long bluesy country song. And to finish that little segment up, I got a classic Maggot Brain, Funkadelic, Union Folks, Me and My Folks. But I'm gonna quit talking and I'll be right back.
Wow. I guess that's a boogie, the life we love to live. And the second one, that's easy. That's all the many more things we have to give. And remember, the third one is the rhythm, and it's still strange yet. And that's just a preview of the things you're gonna get. Yeah.
Bye. forces, the pull of gravity, to be distributed out to the universe in great surges of energy. This is the design, the pattern, and how the prism travels, and the light is distributed into the great forces of nature.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back and tuned into 101.9 CFNC, and it is the Friday morning indie wake-up call. And the last couple tracks I played were like my bluesy 70s-ish segment of today's show. To send it off, I had Oh What a Feeling by Crowbung with a W. After that was Circles Around the Sun by the Tadashi Trucks Band. Then You and Young Folks and Me and My Folks by Funkadelic. And then, I didn't tell you before the break, but I also played some Hellhound Trail, a band coming out of Kingston who's on the way to making their debut album. I've seen them play live a few times in Kingston, and I gotta say, they're one of the best Kingston bands, if I'm being completely honest, right now. And, yeah, that concludes the little bluesy segment. Although, I guess only Funkadelic and Crowbung from the 70s. That Tadashi Trucks Band really carries that same feeling. And, Hellhound Trail is more bluegrassy and, like, synth punk influenced, which will kind of bleed into our next segment. And also, I'd like to apologize. The segment before, I called Damon Albarn David Albarn. And that's just because David is on my mind because the Daves won their first trivia game in a while. So, shout out to the Daves. And, next segment is going to be a little bit dance punky. I'm kicking it off with The Fall. And I said earlier in this episode that I'd be playing some more of The Fall and I don't know. I can't stop listening to them. One day, one album, like, I'll hate Dragnet, and then the next week, I'll love Dragnet but hate Hex Induction Hour. The music is very vast, and they got so much that you can, and it's, a lot of it is good, a lot of it is terrible, but a lot of it is good, and I kind of just find myself flipping back between them when I get tired of them, so sorry guys, you get The Fall again this week. And then after that, I got The Sound by The Rapture. I think it's The Rapture's best song. Now, my album this week was gonna be one album by The Rapture. I couldn't really decide. I love the EP Out of the Races Onto the Tracks. I love the album Pieces of the People We Love. But I never really loved Echoes, if I'm being completely honest. That is the, like, claim to fame. It's the highest critically acclaimed album. They got some good songs on them, like Heaven, The Coming of Spring, House of Jealous Lovers, System Saving, but a lot of it just doesn't really click and doesn't really do it for me. Like, the intro, Olio, I've tried for the past, like, 5 to 7 years to get into that track, and I just can't. I Need and Love is alright, but doesn't really go anywhere. But then you have, like, I don't know, Pieces of the People We Love has Dawn Gone Do It, which is like Heaven, but a little bit better. Then First Gear, which is about his Ford Mustang, which is just silly, but it's so good. Reminds me a little bit of Data Rock then. Woo, alright, yeah, uh-huh, is another good one. Calling Me. Just so many good tracks on that album. I don't really find myself skipping any of them. But The Sound is the first one off the album that I really got into because the drop at the end is just insane. And I'll let you guys just listen to it for yourself, but it's something that I don't even think they can replicate live. Some of the tracks, they can't really. I know James Murphy and Tim Goldworth did a really good job producing Echoes, so a lot of this stuff you can't really do live with analog equipment, but what they do with The Sound live is a bit different than what it is. It's not worse live, it's just different live, if that makes sense. You'll be able to hear these waves through the radio of what I'm talking about. But then, to kind of get in the same kind of vibe, I saw Metric. I listened to Monster Hospital live and at the after party quite a bit. And, neither of them played the Mastercraft remix. And I think that that version is insane. So I got that coming up after The Sound. And to finish the little dance punk segment off, I got Dragon Queen by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Thanks for sticking with me, and I'll see you guys in a few minutes.
I'm all the